Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Rely IFS. For this week's topic, I would like to continue on with a theme that I've been talking about for the last few weeks is scouting. This time of year, scouting is really crucial because there's just a lot going on in our fields right now with either pollination from corn or even, you know, we're starting to begin to set pods and soybeans. It's just everything is going on in soybeans right now. We're still getting some vegetative growth in some of our soybean fields, so scouting is still key. Specifically, what I mean by that is that we've had some stretch of some very hot, humid weather, and while some foliar diseases definitely thrive in much warmer temps, but now we're starting to get into some cooler temps with this next coming week. We're getting some relief, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're out of the woods yet. Definitely some other diseases. One specific disease that comes to my mind is tar spot. Tar spot actually thrives in a little bit cooler conditions with humidity. And so I want to encourage growers that we don't take the foot off the gas with scouting just yet for the season. Even though I realize a lot of the traditional fungicide applications may be starting to wrap up, we still need to be scouting for diseases. Just this past week, I've learned of some new infections and some new areas, hot spots of tar spots. We need to be getting out there and continuing scouting fields. If growers or listeners have got questions about the next management steps or even some help with scouting, I would encourage you to reach out to your local Line IFS crop specialist, or growers or listeners can always reach me personally at 217-318-9100. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Line IFS.